violence against Christians, does it matter? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll dig into that question and find an answer in today's broadcast. Plus, perseverance is paying off in Greece. Stick around to learn why. And as you do, listen closely because there's a place for you in every story. First, you may have noticed that people are starting to wonder about the uneven media coverage of the New Zealand mosque shootings and any of the major church attacks in recent months. Open Doors' David Curry says,
and you do get the sense that maybe killing Christians isn't such a big deal. That might seem like an overstatement, but it's hard to imagine why people are not covering this persecution of Christians to the scale at which it's happening. And we need to call the media to account and ask if they are prejudicially overlooking these attacks on Christians.
In fact, persecution is on the rise, to the tune of about 11 Christians dying every day for their faith in Christ. Curry says it could actually be more.
When we talk about 11 Christians a day, we're really talking about only those we know for a fact have passed away. We don't know what's happened in some of these regimes where Christians just disappear.
Rather than asking where's the outrage, he suggests being part of the solution. Stay informed, share the stories, and advocate on behalf of the persecuted church.
We need to be prayerful, thoughtful about speaking up for them, about making sure our voice doesn't get drowned out in the cacophony of discussion about other issues, because we need to stand up for those people that are Christians who are dying for their faith in Jesus Christ.
Next, despite increasing challenges in the former Soviet Union, Slava Gospel Association is looking toward summer ministry. Churches supported by SGA will transition into summer camp mode just after Easter. SGA's Eric Mock says camps come with opportunities because they're a major part of local culture.
And they come in many different forms. Some of the summer camps are day camps. Others do thematic camps. There'll be traveling camps. There'll be adventure camps. There'll be international camps that make you think that you've gone to another country. There's all kinds of different camps that they hold. Some are a week, some are 2 weeks in time. And what SGA does is we provide, through the gifts of many donors and sponsors, we provide scholarships for these kids to go to these camps.
It costs $41 to send a child to camp for a week. SGA's goal is to serve over 30,000 kids this summer. Would you help?
When you're making a donation to SGA, you're not making a donation to a large organization that is going to another country and that we are the ones that are bringing the gospel. But instead, what we're doing is equipping the local indigenous church to be the disciple makers in all seasons of life and all seasons of the year.
And AMG International is celebrating the 15th anniversary of its Cosmo Vision Center in Athens, Greece. The center has been a key location for ministry outreach on both the local and international level. AMG's Tassos Ioannidis says,
we are just so thankful and grateful and appreciative of what God has done in the Cosmo Vision Center, which has exceeded all our expectations. I could not imagine 15 years ago that we would be where we are today. This is a unique time in history where people are coming to Greece from throughout the Middle East, and we have a chance to reach them, and the Cosmo Vision Center is playing a strategic role in that right now.
Even the ongoing financial crisis hasn't limited the center's outreach.
It has constrained the resources locally, but it also has given us new ministry opportunity to reach to the local church body through a variety of activities that are fairly inexpensive. God has used it in the lives of many people.
The center is currently used to host missionary teams, Bible education programs, and youth activities. AMG is hoping to expand the Cosmo Vision Center soon. If you'd like to help or get details about the story, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.